This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Australia's most successful electronics and publishing entrepreneur, Dick Smith, had always yearned for adventure. So when he bought his first helicopter, he was determined to do more than just fly around Australia.
Most people, they learn to fly and they might use it just to fly from a city to a city. But I saw the potential for adventure. And I remember when I got my first Bell Jet Ranger. Everyone thought, well, you know, Bell Jet Ranger's okay for a TV station just to fly short distances. And I'd worked out that you could actually fly long distances. And so my original idea was to try and fly one from the Bell factory in America to Australia.
Roger there, loud and clear. Can we have a clearance to take off? Thanks, we're heading for Australia.
All my friends said, that's impossible. And when I convinced them it was possible, they said, why don't you fly right around the world? And that's where the idea came, to fly right around the world. I did it also because I love seeing things, and seeing the world from a helicopter is like a magic carpet.
After 2 years of planning, Dick Smith took off from Texas, heading north over the icy top of the world before dropping down through Europe and the Middle East, across India and to Singapore, and on to his halfway point in Sydney. Flying a helicopter around the world takes far more concentration than flying a plane.
The interesting thing about a helicopter is it's dynamically and statically unstable. Now, the beautiful thing about a fixed-wing aircraft, they're certified and designed, if you let go of the control column and the nose drops, they pick up airspeed, the lift is forward of the centre of gravity, and so the plane climbs again. So it's very stable. A helicopter, if you let go the cyclic control for more than an instant, that's the way you die. The helicopter will turn over and you'll die. And so you have to be on top of it all the time. But that's got some great advantages, and you can put it somewhere within a couple of inches. I can land it on the top of an iceberg, which I've done. I can put a helicopter anywhere. That's why they're so fantastic, because they're so unstable and so hard to fly.
When Smith flew around the world, he was his own navigator, and he even succeeded in filming himself. At first, the journey from Australia all the way back to Texas seemed impossible because there was nowhere between Japan and Alaska to land for refueling.
Back in 1982-83, when I did that flight, no one had ever been able to get around the world in a helicopter because the Soviet Union wouldn't allow you to land. And of course, the Pacific Ocean is too far to cross in a helicopter.
But Dick Smith came up with an ingenious solution. He chartered a cargo ship and positioned it in the Pacific, halfway between Japan and Alaska. His plan was to land on it to refuel. But before he could rendezvous with the ship, he had to fly over some very unwelcoming territory.
It says here, warning, aircraft infringing upon the non-free flying territory may be fired upon without warning. But I'm going to have to fly through the buffer zone. Even though the Japanese have told me that the Russians will probably scramble their fighters or even try and shoot me down. But I don't have enough range to go around their restricted or the buffer zone and get right up to the ship. I can't really imagine that they'll try and shoot down a little helicopter.
Fog descended on the ship, and Smith had to contemplate an emergency landing in Russian territory. Luckily, with just minutes of fuel left after 7 hours in the air, the fog lifted and he spotted the ship. But after refueling, he still had 1,000 miles to cover, and he had to do it before nightfall.
After something like 14 hours in the air, in a little helicopter, no floats, one engine, over a very remote ocean. I was very lucky to get away with it. But what I didn't realize is that, especially when you fly up in the Arctic areas to get around the world across the Atlantic, the weather can be atrocious. And I was frightened, very frightened, crossing the Atlantic. And I got about halfway across between Greenland and Iceland, and the weather closed in. And I managed to get to radio to a passing airline, and they suggested that I fly to Shannon. And I looked up my map and I said, hold on, that's thousands of miles away. I'm in a helicopter. And they couldn't believe it. And here I was weaving in and out through snow flurries, 200 miles out across this ocean.
As you can see, I've got the survival suit on. I've got a life jacket down here. This is, I suppose, one of the challenges of flying over long oceans.
3 months later, after 250 hours of solo flying, much of it over barren land and oceans, Dick Smith made it all the way around the world.